And particular player that got to the thrill for those celebrities.
Yeah, and some of the celebrities, I think tennis is Martin Cash has at least started at the end or at the beginning of the day. It's only 7 o'clock or so in the morning here. He had 39 points, a run of Braves former pitcher John Schmoltz, 1 point back.
It's absolutely fabulous. Now, this is where I was going with Arya Jadon.
one of the great shooters on the ball of all time in the last 5 minutes. He got with pressure really well. So, you know, I have a feeling that we're in one back and was like, hey, Mary, man, you gotta learn from this guy out there. Well, I talked to Ray Allen this morning, and I said, what are you guys talking about? And he said, man, she asked me questions all the way around. She said, how did you deal with being a world champion? How did you deal with pressure? How did you deal with demands from the media and from fans? And she was picking his brain, and he was impressed both with her golf, but he was impressed with her as a
person. Yeah, you know, he said one of the most important things is that she's got to set more goals. You know, just because you're number one in the world doesn't mean you need to have another goal. And that's so true. You make it, if you're working on something that's coming out or you're having a hard time dealing with it, find something else and make something not seem so hard.
And to me, one of the impressive things about Ariella is last year, and she won three tournaments, a major championship, and swept every major everyday award. But one of the things that was really impressive about her last year is she got better. She added dimensions to her game. She worked with Derek Lepinski, her short game coach, and she learned the bump and run shot, which won her the U.S. Open. And she became an incredibly solid putter in that 6 to 8 foot range. She worked with Peter Nielsen and Lynn Marion on the mental game. And this time, the first time she became number one in the world a couple of years ago, she wasn't mentally ready for that attention as she's ready for it. The next dimension that she could add to her game was learning how to hit the driver. She was on average through the first 2 rounds, 200, she's hitting 286 yards here without a driver. That's not Ray Allen's attention. And I asked Lynn today, you know, when's she going to hit drivers? Maybe March in Thailand and Singapore, but it really doesn't sound like they're all that close and wanting to bring the drivers into competition.
I don't blame her. You know, you use what you're comfortable with, but it certainly would take it out to a whole other dimension. Her game, that would be scary.
That's pretty good right there.
Exactly. And you can depend on it. Somebody wasn't depending anything on her. Her game, she said, no expectations. But Stacey Lewis is back after 6 months on maternity leave. She's a mom. And her first adoption since is 66. I thought that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. She said, yeah, I had a great hitting on all cylinders, and she was a set of 66. And I always think of mine when she did that. I said, yeah, you know, but where the time off is going to show you, can you sustain it over 4 days? And, you know, that's what seems like some fans tend to not appreciate about golf is you got to do it not 1 day, you got to do it 4 days. And she, you know, she fell back a little bit with a 74. But when I realized, it was clear that Stacey is back with fire in her belly. You know, she took the time off to have a time, but now she wants to come back. And she doesn't want to just, like, be a contender out here. She wants to make another run of being number one in the world as she was for 2 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was just so impressed with so much the LPGA is doing and Michael Long, the commissioner, the way they're changing the maternity leave, just the inclusion of diversity, women's empowerment, the whole philosophy behind LPGA is so powerful and making it possible. Some of the women on the LPGA said, hey, you know, I want to have the same status that I had before I had to leave from maternity leave as when I come back. We don't, in the regular world, we don't lose a position at work. You don't come back in a lower position because you went out and had a baby. But that was sort of what was happening on the LPGA, and they're changing that. And that is awesome.
What we're seeing right now is for the first time in its 69-year history, the LPGA is dealing from a position of strength. They have leverage. They have bargaining power with sponsors, with TV contracts. The TV contract is up this year, so they're negotiating that right now. And they're able to go out and say, look, this is what we want, this is what we need, because they've proven that they have a very, very good product, a very marketable product. I mean, I've long felt the greatest critics of women's golf, both among the fans and the media, are people who don't go to tournaments or don't watch the tournaments on TV. Once you experience the product, you realize what a great product it is. And they've right now got more people realizing that. And it's the strongest bargaining position the LPGA has ever been in in terms of getting more money and more exposure for their athletes.
And then this is Aon, a company, the Risk Reward Challenge, both on the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. So the bottom line is designated holes in each tournament. The person at the end of the year who has the best score on those designated holes wins $1 million. So I'm curious, which of the designated holes do you know of the Aon Risk Reward for this Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions?
Well, first off, of this year, I want to make this point before I forget. This is another huge step in the right direction. Both the Aon bonus, which is going to pay $1 million for both a PGA Tour player and an LPGA player. And the next turn on the LPGA schedule, the LSPS Heimbach Big Open in Australia, is a concurrent event. Men and women are both going to play in the same course from different teams. There'll be two different winners, a men's winner and a women's winner, each getting the same first place prize money, each playing for the same purse.
Yeah.
Those are huge steps in the direction of pay equity for players. I mean, look, let's face it, as amazing of a job as Mike Mann has done, the LPGA is still playing for about 20% of the prize money that the PGA Tour plays for. So that's a big step in that. After the designated hole, I think it's number 16, but I'm not sure, you know, don't go.
They don't know what you're talking about. Oh, we don't know what you're talking about. But that's something that you should keep an eye on, folks, when you're watching television, you keep an eye on the designated Aon Risk Reward Challenge holes, because at the end of the year, those are going to pay that cumulative scores, the lowest gets $1 million. And Mike Mann, in his 10th year, introducing, I think there's 33 events, 15 different states and countries, actually different countries, 15 different states, about 75 million dollar purse in the high court. This year there's the Solheim Cup, four new events, three with new formats, Ron Fowler was just talking about, plus the innocent Toronto Champions of Celebrities, the Vic Open with a field of over 150 men and 150 women, so they're both playing same time, same golf course. Team competition in Midland, Michigan is coming up.
Thank you.
little bit crazy trying to find out now that they've lost. The search time has gone down from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. And I know it's hard to put your money into those balls, but goodness. And here we go. We're going to go to Hololai, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Laura Muscovy, PGA Tour Communications Manager. It's like the Mitsubishi Electric Championship on Hololai. And you know, when we were talking about celebrities over at the Diamond Resort Astronomer Champions, they've had celebrities over at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship in Hololai. Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers came over and gave Jerry Kelly this huge hug when he finished his second round 64. He moved up 17 spots up the leaderboard to be tied for fourth. Welcome to the clubhouse, Laura.
Hello,
it's great to have you. I mean, are you enjoying yourself?
Of course. Yeah, this is the perfect spot to start out the year. How could you not be enjoying yourself? Even when you've got star power like Aaron Rodgers out here. I had fun to catch a glimpse of yesterday.
I bet. And I mean, and to see Jerry Kelly come on fire, but I was, I mean, David Thomas, his putter is like butter. 65-65, smooth.
He's putting it together with me, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Tom Lehman and Joe Durant, they were like, okay, Tom was 69-65, and Joe was 65-69. You're right, it was so cool. Leonard had a 70, but boy, he came back on strong with a 65. Montgomery had a 69 and then a 66. Notables in the field, of course, Fred Couples and Tom Watson, both 213. And Hale Irwin is playing 78-77. Hale Irwin is playing. It's so awesome to see him on the golf course. Do you think Brad Langer will get and beat Hale Irwin's record?
He's on the way to doing it. You know, I've seen that a lot, and you know, it's funny, I asked him that earlier this week. He said, do you think about the chase that you have going on with Hale Irwin's record? And he said, you know, I don't think about it often. The only time I think about it is when you guys ask me about it. And I thought that was funny. I think he might, you know. I think he's got it in him. We thought maybe he would have slowed down by this age, and he hasn't. He's still in the mix. Even this week, so I think he's got it in him, so definitely keep an eye out for it.
You know what I think is interesting is we talk about age all the time, but when you get to age, whatever it is, whether it's 64 or 66, and you've been doing something your whole life, and you're in shape, and you're mentally sharp, you're not thinking about, hey, I'm so old, I should be stopping this. You're thinking about
it. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and these guys say out here, you know, they're all feeling lucky to still be playing this sport, and there's so much longevity in golf. So, you know, every time you ask them about age or, you know, their physical fitness at this point in their careers, they say, you know, we're just trying to keep it going as long as we can, but we're just lucky that we can still be playing. So they try not to take it for granted. You know, they still work out, they're still trying to be right so that they can keep playing.
Speaking of working out, if anybody is on social media, you should find the Champions Tour. That's what it is on the Twitter feed, at Champions Tour. It's the PGA Champions Tour period. And you should look at PGA Singh.
During the holiday break, I was talking to him about his workout routine just before the tournament here. And he mentioned that the trainer he has was an old trainer from about 10 years ago back in front of Idra. And they reconnected recently because Idra decided he really wants to try and chase down the Charles Schwab Cup in 2019. So he needed to get focused on fitness. And so he reconnected with that trainer. And, you know, they worked hard over the break. Those videos were so funny to watch. And then he brought that trainer out here to Hawaii. And I actually was had a glimpse of him training. I'm in the media center here at Hawaii, and there's a fitness center on top of the other Four Seasons, and every morning, it's not too far from the media center, and I can watch him and his party, training every day with that trainer that he brought over to
seen a man with a medicine ball, you know, going from one side to the other side, to the other side, and all this. I think she says he's a tire. Okay? And he's flipping a tire from one side. I'm like, that's unbelievable. And we ask how long it went, right? Amazing. So,
I think it's a cross fit. Beautiful resort I've ever had the pleasure of seeing in person. And it's rated not only as one of the best resorts nationally, but internationally. It has won awards as the best resort in the world. So that's saying something, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
It's gorgeous here. It's amazing getting to be here just, you know, in a working capacity. It still feels like a pinch in the week, you know?
Steve Stricker would be a much stronger Has it taken a while for them to get adjusted?
And sometimes, you know, they have to adjust to three rounds instead of four. You know, golf cycle, of course, so people have bad rounds and bad tournaments. Not always going to be, you know, a lifestyle event for them. Just because they're still competitive on the PGA Tour, which guys are so talented out here. They're very talented. And as you can see, you know, a guy like Schiffer, who's still killing it on the regular tour, and he can still win on the regular tour. To come out here and still have a 15 over and some 15 over guys, you know, beating them at this point in their tournament, it just shows you how competitive it still is out here. And you say they're hungry to win, but I do think that if, you know, Schiffer continues to play out here, he's going to see a lot of wins. I believe he's won four out of his last eight starts. He's won both PGA Tour and PGA Tour Champions, so, you know, he's got it in him. And he'll win out here again. He just, what I always say is, you know, when guys start making a transition over to PGA Tour Champions, once they get a couple wins under their belt, they start to get excited. They start to commit to more events, and they really begin to embrace it.
We just had the very beginning of the fact that they have to adjust from the four rounds to the three rounds is really key, because you get into the four-round strategy and then saving yourself, you know, setting a pace. When it's three rounds, all of a sudden the limits, this is the final round.
Exactly, and they don't call Saturday moving day for nothing. So when they do have this strategy of a four-round tournament, you know, a lot of guys move up the leaderboard Saturday to put themselves in position on Sunday, and you can't do that. Your Friday is moving day, so you got a Saturday. And then the mentality here, you have a Saturday finish on the PGA Championship. But, you know, we do Saturday, Sunday, and so Saturday has to be the moving day, so adjusting to that mentality of setting a different pace can be tough for
Why are you finishing on Saturday at the Mitsubishi Electric?
We made that shift a few years back, and we just realized, you know, we gotta get these guys back to the mainland, and, you know, it takes a little bit more to travel back over, so we give them that extra day. So that they can adjust from the red eyes that they might be taking, or if they decide to take a couple more days vacation afterwards, it just kind of works out Saturday that way. But it's the only Saturday finish on our schedule.
I love it. I like your point about staying a couple longer days. I mean, you're not alone. Why would you want to stay a couple more days?
I know.
Where do you want to
go? This is the most family I see, quite a family of the entire year. Everybody's entire family, kids, their friends, they all come out here.
I didn't want to ask about the players are doing, because that's always ticklish to ask a question. But what have you done on the Big Island, on the Clay side, on Ramallah? Are you lounging at the pool in your off time, or are you exploring?
Took a couple of days at the tail end of my trip here so that I can have some time. But I'm more of an excursion type person, so we're lucky enough to have the Maui Jam boat to come over here. Walt has just been good over for our players to enjoy throughout the week. So I know they've been going on it a little bit to go whale watching and things of that nature, and then hopefully we're lucky enough to go on it either Sunday or Monday after competition wraps. But I'm more of an excursion type person, so I'm kind of showing up by the pool. Hopefully I can get on a kayak or a paddleboard, something like that. I want to get out in the water. It's so beautiful.
Stand up paddleboard. That's something that I know. I love here. Have I done like that? No.
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida at the beach, so, you know, I've done it out there as well. I'm lucky enough to live by the beach, so I just wanted to pack it off my bucket list to do it and see what the water's out here.
Yeah, it just sounds wonderful. I went to the Big Island not too long ago, went to the top of Mauna Kea, and it's truly the stars are an incredible vision. It's really amazing being up there.
It's such a beautiful it's really incredible.
It's a nighttime when there's no light pollution, it's magnificent. Do you get to play myself?
I do. You know, not as much as I thought when I took this job. You know, 5 years ago, I've been with the tour now. And when I started, I figured, I'm going to get to play so much golf. This is great. I'm going to have so much access. So really now, like, in hindsight, I look back and I'm at a lot of golf courses, but I don't have as much time to play with the work. But I do probably play at least once a month. I'm not very good. I never play competitively. But it
was to reduce from 5 to 3 minutes. And the other interesting thing that we have right now is the ball, if it moves during a search. You know how sometimes when, you know, oops, I found it, I kicked the ball, it was in the grass and I couldn't see it. I moved it. Oh no, is that a penalty? Not anymore. So now, right now, we have, okay, we're gonna bring Pedro in. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. And one more thing. I'm dropping. Now, you know, a long, long time ago, we had to stand straight ahead and take a ball and drop it over the back of our shoulder. So and then they decided to make it from, you know, shoulder height. And now we're going to
150 into, I think, he's going to point, so 180 points or something like that. So I could be wrong.
Size is, you know, 5 foot 8, 160 pounds. That's not to BYU. He loves the windward side along the North Shore. He shot 14 under, 7-0-8 at the season opening web.com. He's also, I think he's 5'7" or and 155 pounds. He's 5'6". I'm sorry. It's good. I just want to tell all the guys who say, well, I don't know that I can make it. You can. It's all about perseverance.
Yeah, I mean, look at, I think it was it the Sony Open where the Cubs had Chad Reavy play well enough. I think he had a really great year last year. I mean, Roy Mentor is not much taller than John Elway. He might be 5'9 on a good day. Ryan Arm is 1'4". I mean, there's definitely the great thing about golf is it's not like other sports. I mean, honestly, in basketball, height is definitely an advantage. I mean, you look at a guy like LeBron, who's athletic at 6'11", and the hard for a guy 6 foot to guard and more with the NFL. If you're 130 pounds, chances are your body's not going to hold up. But with golf, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're 5 foot or 7 foot. I mean, you see Justin Hadley went on tour, he's about 11 feet tall. And, 15. Another BYU guy, Daniel Summerhays, he's about 5 feet tall. And so they definitely come in all shapes and sizes. But going back to John, that's one other thing I want to add is he turned pro a year early, and I know a lot of people were kind of like, well, maybe he could have used one more year, but John just
to game, isn't it? I mean, that's where we've got to be careful with, like, with gambling and the tour, and we're just going to have to just, I know it's going to be interesting when that starts. But what he says is we're going to play Torrey Pines, he's not going to play the Genesis Open, he's going to play Phoenix, Pebble Beach, he's going to be this one. He really is taking the rush out of his game, isn't he?
Torrey just doesn't suit my game like it once did. I mean, you know, it's the first time in, I forget what year, since, what, 1993 or 1995, I thought they had a play that felt like
1928.
28 years. That's crazy. But, I mean, still, I think a lot of it is, yeah, I mean, he's getting up there in age. He played a lot last year. But, I mean, he played 24 times in 2018, and, you know, that's the most that he's played. He's played 24 other times, but that's the most he's played since he played 25 in 2012. And so with this new tour schedule, you know, he's going to, you know, he's going to get, he's going to have the opportunity to take, you know, a bunch of breaks during the season. So I think it's more realizing that, hey, I need to, you know, sacrifice and I think he's making sure that he's sharp and fresh, to beat him, because, I mean, I just saw him start, even though
pick up some members' favorites on this menu that will be publishing later in the year, and I can't really divulge too much.
I understand, you know, because that's something about publishing. You're always a couple of issues ahead, but you don't tell anybody. I just want you to know that we're going to be hearing more about Sir Anthony Dole in the coming issue. I saw, I don't know, is it okay for me to mention the picture of a delicious recipe that you had? You sent me a picture. The slappers of each other. Delicious. You have the best photography. Diana Delicious, not only everything I mentioned, she's also an award-winning food photographer. So she takes all the photos in the kitchen of the food and the people. She's fabulous. I mean, she's a really amazing person. So this snapper ceviche, where did this come from?
Fabulous Jack Nicklaus design golf courses. We are
person on the stage in the area, you know someone, or you can just say they live there and you can come to the food. So there's lots of different ways for you to participate in Golf Kitchen Bowl Jamaica April 25th through 29th. And so it's going to be absolutely fabulous. You were talking about the question. You know, food photography, everybody takes snaps with their themselves, you know, with their cell phones, so they can do this. But it normally comes through. It normally comes through. It normally comes through. It normally comes Thank you.